Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the second week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Do Not Be Afraid.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Fear is an interesting phenomenon. Everyone fears something or someone. It seems to be a part of being human. But what is fear, really? In today's text from the fourth gospel, we see the disciples at night in a boat out in the middle of an agitated sea. The winds are blowing and their boat is being tossed by the waves. If I had been in that boat, I would have been afraid. But apparently they weren't, until they saw Jesus walking on the sea and approaching their boat. Then, we're told, they began to be afraid. Why did the appearance of their friend cause them fear? I suspect it was because they could not comprehend what was happening. A man walking on water is so unusual that the disciples are paralyzed. They don't know how to respond. What are the situations that paralyze us? Fear of falling? Fear of being in an accident? Fear of speaking in public? We could go on and on, I'm sure. There are as many possibilities as there are people. In a classic book entitled The Denial of Death, author Ernest Becker claims that ultimately there is only one basic fear, and that is the fear of death. Every other fear is a variation. It is said that the message, do not fear, or some form of it, appears in the Bible 365 times, once for every day of the year. God knows what we are made of, and God knows what we need to learn. So God became one of us to dissipate our fear of death. These Easter days remind us that our deepest fears have been conquered by the deepest love. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.